from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
So where are you with this? Bring it on or shut up. What am I talking about? The Sports Illustrated cover. The Detroit Lions are on the cover. And they are picked to win the Super Bowl. Hell yeah. Finally getting our respect. Or shut up. How you feel about this? 248-539-9797. It's been tweeted out from our account at DougAndGator971. You can check it out for yourself if you follow us on Twitter. If you don't, again, at DougAndGator971. And Gator, you're a Jinx guy. And yet I don't, this doesn't bother you as much. I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, like you're in a Sports Illustrated, Schmortz Illustrated kind of place. You don't care about Sports Illustrated anymore.
Well, it's just not what it was, right? I mean, if it were reputable, like, you know, but it's not. It's
lost a lot of what it was.
It's a ton of what it was. I mean, it's just not, look, I feel bad for really, really, really quality writers. I'm sure that there are some that are at Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
But that part of the media, that industry is, I feel terrible because it's changed so much. And like, you really have to seek out great information, because now anybody with a computer feels like that they've got the ability to do what some of these writers have been around forever can do. And,
right.
And good, you know, everybody take your shot, I guess. But what it does is it kind of, you know, dilutes the pool of what's legit and what isn't. So I don't know. I just don't look at Sports Illustrated as much and think, wow, well, that carries some weight. It's just not the same.
Now, is it just not the same because of SI, or is it just not the same because magazine? Like, you're not waiting for who Life magazine is picking to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, you know, with sports magazines, it's just, yeah, it doesn't mean as much.
The sporting news.
Right.
Sport. Inside sport, sports.
Inside sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one that, was the Weekly or something like that? Or I forget what the heck it was. It was out for like 2 years and it disappeared. I think.
The National. Wasn't the National? That was the only sports newspaper, right?
Yeah.
It was only sports.
And it came out like once a week.
It started every day, didn't it? Well, whatever.
I don't think it started every day. But yeah, anyway, I don't believe in that jinx as much as I used to. Like if EA Sports had something to do with it with the Madden game and put the line, then I'd be more concerned, because that feels like it's a more legitimate one than Sports Illustrated.
All right, here we go. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox.
But it needs to be said who's on the cover and who got hurt in practice.
Penei Sewell's on the cover and he got hurt in practice yesterday. Yeah. Is this the first?
I don't know. Now, hopefully, and the reports are early on, apparently, that it's not serious and that he's going to be okay. Great. Then let's just, maybe that's the jinx part. Hey, he got hurt in practice. He's okay, though.
Yeah, well, and that was a report from Justin Rogers from Detroit Football Network that reported that the response he got from somebody on the inside was, he's good. But Goff and Amon-Ra are also on the cover. Here's the feedback. Roy writes in, thanks for ruining our season, SI. Matt in St. Clair Shores, put that SI magazine on the desk of doom immediately. Okay, let's. I'm not sure that's what you'd want to do with it.
No.
Secondly, for people who don't know what the desk of doom is, we had one desk that it felt like everybody that sat there, unfortunately, didn't last very long here. And so we called it the desk of doom.
And we utilized its powers for a little bit.
Started putting team logos on it. And it actually worked
for a little bit. And then I think, like Jinx Wall, which used to be a Jinx Wall we used, I think maybe we overused it, or it was satisfied and then left.
Yeah.
The spirit is no longer in need of being fed.
But are you putting a Sports Illustrated cover on the desk of doom?
Absolutely.
I mean, because it's the Lions on the cover. I feel like you'd be double dooming the Lions.
No, you'd put like Trent Williams or Brock Purdy, picture of them. That's what you do. You know, don't mess with, why would you put the Lions?
Oh, I see. So the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl with the average quarterback that can't perform under pressure and a coach who can't make good calls under pressure either. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's got to be the same guy.
It is. Okay. I went and checked the history. It's the same guy. I texted him back and I said, you're back. Please call in. And if he doesn't call in, that's the last text you're reading from him, because of the trolling, you need to call in. Yep. No more of this keyboard stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we can't block him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully he calls.
It's an outstanding take.
Do you think he's like Packer Al? next up,
Mike V. I'm kidding.
Wow,
Mike. No, Mike likes this team, actually.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, gee, I don't know why. Division winner, 12 wins in the season. Not one, but two playoff wins. Mm-hmm. Come close to winning in the championship game. I mean, you had a 17-point lead at halftime. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to like.
Alan Dearborn says, the only jinx that really matters is the Madden cover jinx, and luckily we don't have to worry about that this year. Patrick and Hal, Calvin broke the Madden curse. Time for the Lions to break the Sports Illustrated curse.
Okay. All right. I like it.
This is great. Thanks, SI. Bubble wrap everyone on the cover. Couldn't care less what SI says. Well done. Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less what SI says. Got to see to believe. We've been good for a year and a half. Pump the brakes. Got to see it to believe it. We've been good for a year and a half. Pump the brakes. I mean, I don't know what... I guess because of the unpredictability of the NFL, and it is unpredictable, it's wildly unpredictable, there's always teams that are supposed to be good that turn out not being good, right? Mm-hmm. Always. That could be us. It totally could be us. The question, what I don't think it is if we just have one of those seasons where the ball doesn't bounce our way, there's too many critical injuries, and the Lions find themselves, you know, being that team that was supposed to be good and isn't, I don't think it's over. I don't think it's a sign that everything was a fluke and the Lions are still the SOL. Like, I wouldn't go there. I think they've got something sustainable here because they're drafting well. They've locked up good players. And they seem to have an eye for talent. And it's round 1 through 7 and undrafted free agents. And those players are cheap. And that means you can continue to you can keep your best players and continue to turn over the average to good players that don't cost as much.
Should we just, as Lions fans, just choose to be chesty about this?
I think most of us are.
Hell yeah, right? We're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, look who's predicted to win the Super Bowl. Hello.
Yep.
Isn't that awesome? It's great. Let's go. Let's enjoy this season.
Everything's in the past.
Instead of living in fear, let's move past it. It's a really cool cover.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I think that's what Doug's asking, right? I mean, we should just take this. Before last year, we didn't know what to do with our hands. Like, now we should know what to do with our hands. Embrace,
a little bit more.
The praise. Embrace, you know, everyone picking us.
High five everybody in sight.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is what happens when you're good. You get recognized. You get predicted to win things, do good things. We're just not used to it.
Yeah, no, we aren't.
But what? Get used to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.